بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Press release. The quote-unquote general amnesty law lifting injustice from our youth is an indivisible right, and injustice will not prevail. Translated. The issue of detainees and prisoners in Lebanese prisons has always been a political one, linked to regional and international powers, and managed to serve the interests of these powers and the complicit authorities. Today, as the authorities engage in direct negotiations openly managed by the United States, we have seen this issue brought to the forefront of parliamentary sessions and committees, which are studying it with unprecedented seriousness, aiming to issue what has become known as a general amnesty. This is something the families have been demanding for years without finding a receptive ear or any serious action. Aside from the blessed demonstrations that have filled the streets and squares for years and continue to do so, now that the issue of a general amnesty is being seriously considered, we in the Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Lebanon say, the Lebanese authorities in all their branches and unequivocally, continuing the policy of quote-unquote selectively granting amnesty based on political spite, sectarian and religious bias, and incitement is nothing but a perpetration of the injustice that has transformed Lebanon's prisons into living graves and arenas for settling regional scores at the expense of our youth and our people. At the same time, we call upon the Muslim members of Parliament not to pass the law unless it is comprehensive and inclusive of all our sons without exception, and not to succumb to pressure and promises and to stand firm on the fact that they are demanding a right, not a favour. The extent of the fabrication that marred the cases of quote-unquote Islamist detainees is no longer a secret to anyone in Lebanon or abroad. The release of many of our youth acquitted after years of arbitrary detention behind bars is the greatest indictment of the security, judicial and even political systems. Beyond a general amnesty, the authorities must offer an apology accompanied by compensation, restitution and the restoration of rights for a systematic historical injustice. Furthermore, the cheap attempts to portray those who supported the Syrian revolution against a regime of murder and genocide as criminals are a distortion of historical and factual realities witnessed by all. It has been proven that the criminal Assad regime and its followers are the murderers and criminals who should be filling the prisons. Our sons stood in support of the oppressed against those whose tyranny extended from Syria to Lebanon. Continuing to criminalize these young men is a clear capitulation to those responsible on the bloodshed of hundreds of thousands and innocent people in the Levant. To those who openly oppose the release of our sons and who exploit the suffering of the oppressed for political gain from various parties and factions, we say, the inflammatory and sectarian rhetoric that seeks to exclude a specific group from the quote-unquote general amnesty under the pretext of quote-unquote terrorism reveals your deep-seated hatred for Muslims, especially since you are calling for the release of agents of the criminal Zionist entity and the major drug traffickers who have destroyed our youth and corrupted our country. The true terrorism is the imprisonment of innocent people for years without trials, and the deprivation of fathers from their children based on malicious reports, false accusations, or surveillance of social media. Justice is indivisible, and an amnesty that excludes the oppressed is a flawed amnesty that only exacerbates the country's tensions. To our families and families of the detainees, we say, we are with you. We will not tire or grow weary until the chains are broken for every oppressed person. For us, this is Sharia cause. We will not compromise on it. The charades of spiteful politicians will not succeed, and we will not accept a pardon that leaves our youth paying the price for their just stances. At this critical juncture, we call upon the families not to be complacent, but to be active, not merely passive. The supplications offered by the detainees last night during their night prayers in prisons will not be lost on Allah Almighty, nor should they be lost on His servants. We have taken and continue to take upon ourselves the responsibility of pursuing this cause until its conclusion, which is the release of our sons from the prisons of physical, moral and human injustice. May that day be soon. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Lebanon. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.